Good morning, good morning, good morning to Decree and It Shall Be. And I'm your host, Chief Principal Teacher and Founder, Brother Francis E. Revels Bay. We're here on the Thora Ministry Radio Network. And I'm so glad to be here this morning. Racing about in my location to get online and the usual antics that can happen when you're trying to get into an account or, you know, plot your day out carefully. And there's always a what if. So I had a what if this morning going on, but I'm here. This particular show is more or less one of my surprise topic shows. It will be connected to my book, and which is called Dancing in the Light of Divine Grace. I want to thank everybody that's ever purchased a book that's here now, and anybody else that's coming in that will hear this show later in our archives. Before I get started with today's show, let me open this up with a divine universal decree and prayer. Through divine power and by divine grace, may all who have this opportunity to receive this teaching today, may you be blessed royally. May you be blessed exponentially, infinitely. May you receive all that you are to receive and even more, more beyond your imagination, more beyond your visions of horizons. May this particular broadcast also present to you, from my soul to your soul, a very deep, special gift that only your soul really knows what it is. My soul knows. Even I don't know what that gift is, but I know that you're going to receive it. May you be blessed in so many ways that you can turn around and help others immediately. And so shall it be. Amen. And so it is. So this topic, a part of this show, is based on chapter 28 in my book. ...79, which starts, let me turn it off. So it starts with a poem, and it went into a special experience I had while in college learning Tai Chi. But I want to just read the first part, which is really the poem itself. And it's entitled, for the chapter, Dreams Desire to Speak. Now, we all have had experiences with dreams all the time. There's dreams that we can interpret. There's dreams that are so powerful that we want to know, well, is it really a dream? And I've understood over the years that you have dreams, and then you have visions. Now, in the field of psychology, they call it, when it's a vision, their technical term is meaning that you know ahead of time. Something that's in this dream gives you a message ahead of time or experience ahead of time. So you experience it in its totality in the dream state. And then when the event shows itself in your world, in your concrete world, then you have the experience. Also, so that you get a basic understanding of dreams here, dreams are basically messages coming from many different, I'll say a variety of connections. First is the God presence, I am presence inside of ourselves, God and goddess energy that is connected to the divine source. So we are a reflection. Our soul is a reflection of the divine source. It's this is what they talk about, the microcosmic world. And that's who we are. We are the microcosmic world, and the greater, more infinite universe is the macrocosmic world. So our souls are, in essence, a part of that, an integral part that cannot be separated. That's where the word individual comes in. An individual is one who can't be separated even from themselves. So we know we have this inner divine connection going on at all times, and that we can communicate with it at all times. Then you have just what I call the normal dream, quote-unquote normal dream. That's when you go to sleep, whether it's daytime or nighttime, whenever your bedtime is for you, and you go into that zone where you see yourself on a screen, you see your whole body from head to toe. That's one way of experiencing the dream, but you're seeing yourself in the dream. You're not really participating. It's like you're sitting in a movie theater seeing yourself on screen. and you get to see everything that gets worked out in that dream. But you feel disconnected. And many of us, if you go to a movie, you can feel disconnected from a movie. You know, it can make you bored. It doesn't stimulate your mind. It doesn't stimulate your emotions. So you just sit there. But have you ever had a dream, a movie that you go to, and I'll put it this way, a movie that you go to, and it engages all of your five physical senses just about. It's got you not only seeing, it has you listening, but it also creates a moment of sense, smell, and touch, and hearing, and tasting almost. So, and that's what the three-dimensional, what they call it, 3D movies are about. It puts you like right in the midst of everything, right? You wear those special glasses, and you feel like everything is there, like you are a part of it. Well, it's the same in the dream world when you have something called, or what I refer to as being in your dream body. Your dream body is like you could see your front of yourself, but you don't see the back of yourself, right? You see the front, but you only see yourself from your shoulders down to your feet and also down to your hands. But you don't see, you're not seeing what you would like to see, right? You're not seeing the face, your own face. So that's you are in your dream body, because now you're having this experience where you feel everything, you taste everything. The energy of the dream is realistic to you. So this is a way that lets you know having an experience. Well, dreams are often tools that are allowing us to have a communication between this world that we find ourselves in and the outermost edges of the universe and beyond, where the soul can travel to. Your soul is here in you, yet your soul can be consciously somewhere else in the universe. And that's where, like, a part of you can communicate with yourself back here. So it's sort of like I always used to say when I was in the old Moorish Science Temple, I always used to say to the members, we're like kites in reverse. You know how you have a kite up in the air and the wind is underneath the sails of the kite, and you're ahead of the kite on the ground because you're pulling it through the air. Well, the other way around. This now is your soul, which is inside of you, is also outside of you, and it's pulling your physical body to where it wants you to go, where you're supposed to be. So often in dreams, when you are in your dream body, you have an opportunity to experience it on a whole new level. They also refer that is to being the term lucid, L-U-C-I-D. Lucid dreaming is a technical term for people who have studied dreams for 30 and 40 years, where one awakens or went in the dream, but your body is still asleep, but your mind consciously has awakened in the dream. The light bulb turns on, you realize there's certain things going on in the dream that are not a part of your reality, your current reality. Or it could be a part of your current reality, but you have an opportunity to change it, change the outcome. And this is where people can lucidly change the events in their lives. Now, all of these different intelligent agencies all over the world, they already know about this. They've been studying this stuff for ages. I use the term ages, but I'll just say for at least 40, 50, 60 years, going back into around World War II or so, a little before. They have been studying these things, and they have their practitioners or their students adept enough to what they call travel the timelines through dream. Travel the timelines through a dream. You do the same all the time in your sleep. You're thinking about something that happened to you a year ago. So you're just sitting down and you're thinking about it, or you're talking about it with a friend. But then you start to really go into the concept of going back into that moment in your life when you had that event, whether it was a traumatic event or a pleasurable event. But you could feel every part of it as if you were again, reliving it. Well, in essence, your body does. Everything in your body relives something. And your body is capable of living something that hasn't occurred yet. So this is why people kind of hint at your physical body and your auric field being like your own spaceship. You're traveling through this space, all of these spaces, in this 3D world, and you're traveling in the 4D world at the same time, where you're experiencing compassion and having a more unconditional heart. And then there's a part of you that's dreaming on a much bigger level, experiencing on a huge level, where you can say, okay, everything that I am speaking now comes into effect. Everything. Everything that I say shows up. And that's the fifth dimensional consciousness. That's when you say, what I speak comes to pass. What I see, I come to know. What I know, I see. That's your sixth dimensional. And you could say from a higher understanding, the seventh and the eighth and going further up, that you are a part of this divine structure. You're an emissary inside of it. You're a peacemaker inside of it. You're a warrior inside of it. You got all these different archetypes going on. And you can also be the messenger. And you can also be the audience. You can be the person that needs to be saved at the same time, or a person who's doing the saving. So this is what I want to get across today, and we're going to turn it into a meditation at the same time, because I want you to be able to feel the effect. And what we're going to do is, many of you have already have participated in the meditation I've done over the last couple of weeks, and I've properly gone into it myself, and it's termed Akhenaten's Amplified Points of Light Meditation, because he's the one that trickled it down to me to receive it and to understand it. And when we do this specific count, we're talking about generating points of light. The fiats that are in the universe are also in our auric field. They're the magnetic and electrical components riding around. If you were to go into something called the Taurus field, T-O-R-U-S, every living thing has a Taurus field. It has these lines of force, just like if you look at the way they've set up a globe. You have longitude and latitude. Latitude are the lines going parallel to the equator, and longitude are the lines that are running perpendicular, right? So in the Taurus field, your energy zones all the way around your body, if you could slice it, is running just like in the longitudinal pattern all the way around your body. That's the energy. That's the frequency that every living being is giving off, right down to their own molecular structures that are doing this all the time, and the atomic structures. So when you are dreaming, you become very, very magnetic and very, very electrical. Electrical means you're sending out a signal, and magnetically you're drawing in something at the same time. And this is going on throughout your dreams, but it's also going on when you're daydreaming. It's also going on when you're just interacting with people every day. Your energy fields are expanding. They're pulsating in and out, in and out. And they're going in line, in parallelization with others, as well as cutting across, as well as, you know, interlocking. Or interlacing, I'll call it, instead of locking, interlacing. So we have these different energy zones going on all the time through our body. And it gets larger and larger and larger. And the more that you understand who you are, that you are this true energetic being of light, then you no longer see yourself as this speck on the earth. You see yourself greatly magnified. So I want to get back to this. I want to read this to you. And today I was hoping to go on a little longer, to be on at least for 3 hours, but my throat has been tightening up a little bit on me because I've been doing a lot of teaching. So this show may run about maybe 2 hours today. If we make it to three, hallelujah. All right, so this is chapter number 28, Dreams, Desire to Speak. And this was something that came to me 2 years ago on the eve of my 63rd birthday. So, excuse me. And it reads like this. Moon rays look to the sun. Grace is blessing all now. I have your tears and you have mine. As we embrace the truth of our oneness, we dance and laugh at ourselves. We sing off key, and that makes us all smile again. Simplicity brings in harmony. Harmony brings in peace. Our DNA, where I write it here, D period, N period, A period, equals divine nature abounds. All that matters is alma mater. So we just keep in the rhythmic flow as we breathe together and move in unison. So what we want to feel and know that we're doing is that we're in touch with the universe. The soul of you is going to cause you to be in touch with the universe. So that means you're in communication at all times with the universe. There's not a day that you aren't in communication with the universe. There is a day, there isn't a day that goes by when you're not communicating with someone in your life that you enjoy talking to or someone you need to talk to. Maybe they're helping you out or you are helping them out. And so we find ourselves going through this high vibrational field of light, sound, color, which we term as energy. And our dreams is just another vehicle for us to do that. It allows us to rise, and it allows us to feel a greater with us, and it also gives us this other vibration where we could become clearer. How many times have you thought about, well, how can I get clear? How can I change my vibration to get clear? Well, one of the things you really should now get into studying, not only dreams, but you all need to really get into the science of dowsing. D-O-W-I-S-N-G. Really go into dowsing. And that will take you into the study of pendulums, P-E-N-D-U-L-U-M-S. If you could get a hold of a pendulum and begin to work with a pendulum, what happens is that you realize how deeply you are connected to everything around you. Through the use of a pendulum, which is really an extension of yourself, it shows how the pendulum swings north, south, east, west, clockwise, counterclockwise, however you need it to communicate. And it's not it, it's your soul. Your soul is twitching the muscles for the pendulum to move on the chain. Get a hold of the pendulum and begin to study how it works for you. Why? Because through the use of a pendulum, at least every day or every other day when you could use it, it heightens your own awareness, your inner sensitivity. It actually allows you to take the rough side of your clairvoyancy, the rough side of your clairsentient ability, the rough side of your clairaudient ability, and all these others. It allows you to heighten the awareness, open the door, and bring it all the way up to the surface, where you realize that you're the pendulum, and it's just an extension of you, just like your limbs are an extension of your torso. So when you start to do that, and the reason why I'm mentioning that in this topic of dreams, because when you have a dream and you're connected to the science of pendulums and dowsing, you can define for yourself what all that information, all those symbols in the dream are doing for you. Are they just in the background on a stage? Or are they co-starring with you? You know, like you see a movie, you got the star and the co-star. what the star is, the leading male actor, the leading female actress. And then you've got all these other people that they interact with throughout the movie. And then you got the people who are just walking through the background, blurred out. We see them walking in the distance. All of those people are paid actors and actresses. Some don't have a thing to say. They just walk across one scene, just walking and pass the star down the block. Pendulums will help you define who's really around you. Like, we already have, we have physical people. Physically, we can communicate. But what I'm saying is you train yourself or retrain yourself to really pay attention to energy fields around you. That you can look at your cell phone and say, my mom is trying to call me, or my husband, or my fiance is trying to call me, or my coach is trying to call me. You want to become that sensitive. Why? Because now when you're that sensitive, you can block anything out that you don't need, and you can only let in that which will heighten your awareness, that which will bless you in some way with greater feeling, greater joy, greater happiness, greater understanding. So you want to be able to do that. That's the unique thing about working with the pendulum. That is the inner message of this talk today. Dreams, desire to speak. Desire is two words, day or sire. Sire is father, day is of or from. So the dreams are coming from who? They're coming from the father, mother principle inside of you. That's the soul. The divinity part of the soul is the I am presence. That wake you up on the inside with a dream message. And it's not just one dream, it's a pattern of dreams. And see, that's the cool thing about dream study and creating a journal for yourself, because it allows you to track the dreams. If you keep a dream journal, you could track your dreams. You could track the messages. You could track the color patterns that keep showing up. You could track something about sound that keeps popping up. You can track colors, crystals, aromatic scents, images, scenes, people, old people, young people, angels, ancestors, all of this can be tracked. And you'd want to be able to do that because each one of those items are really extensions of you. This is why we always can say we have ancestors. Why? Because we came through the ancestors. And I can tell you, you got many, not just in your lineage, going back to your grandparents and your great-grandparents, but you have other ancestral connections when you lived in other lifetimes. Your soul experienced other life streams. So you're not really limited at all. This is why you can see some people, let's say, have a child, and they pay attention as the child is growing up. They're not even hitting their teens yet, and they notice, they have a certain attraction to Greek things, Greek vases. Or all of a sudden, their son is wearing, you know, a kung fu outfit almost, or wants to go study martial arts, and knows that they're supposed to be in there. And you're saying, I don't know, they look kind of frail, I don't know if they can handle it. But then you watch your son or go through all the training and realize they're nervous. And their instructor tells you they're natural for this. Or they play an instrument. They're natural. They're a prodigy. They just know the instrument. I'm not really doing much, but they know to study. And they know to listen to sound. And this same thing happens when a child knows that they want to be a medical doctor at an early age. Why? Because something, somewhere in a past life energy stream, they already did that. Or they're close to getting it done. And now they know in this lifetime they go for it. This is the lifetime that they go after the dream to achieve it. Your dreams, desire to speak, to announce, to clarify something, to declare, right? To make something clear, declare. Break that word up, clare. Clarification, want something clear, where you got to get it from. You got to go within to get it. You can sometimes go without or outside to get it, and hopefully when you go outside, it resonates with something happening on the inside. It's resonating with something that's happening on the inside. So that means the dream starts on the inside, just like the vision. You have a vision. The vision starts on the inside. But you want to be so clear. You want to be so vibrant and so clear with light on the inside. When you see something, you're supposed to be at an event automatically. You can see yourself there. That's something that happened to me just about an hour ago before the show. Someone sent me a special message invite on Facebook, and the minute I saw the image of what they were talking about, I knew I'm supposed to be there, and I know someone else that's here, one of my spiritual sisters, she's supposed to be there. And this is a private event. I mean, these people are only coming in town to perform and work with 20 people. So this is what I'm talking about, is getting your energy where you can see. You stay vibrational print. What would that mean for you? That means you seem to be able to travel, to be able to travel instinctively into a zone for yourself where you can receive all kind of teachings, all kind of blessings. And the thing about it is you know that you're going to have the blessing. You know that you're going to receive the teaching. You know why? Because you can see yourself there. That's how fabulous it is. You could see yourself there. You know you're supposed to be there. That's what all this dream stuff is really about. Reading messages that are traveling through the ethers, coming to us from our soul, and we know that we're supposed to be there. We know that we're supposed to have the experience. But we have to get ourselves to that moment of having that. So when you, this is why it's so important for us. It's so important for us to have the experience of meditation. Because meditation, at its highest level of demonstration, is really not about asking for anything. It's really about just remaining wide open so that you can receive. Wide open. You want to be where you see everything, feel everything, know everything. If you pay attention to your dreams, you will be able to have that experience. If you pay attention to your dreams, you will be able to experience, as they say, beyond your wildest dreams of who you are. You will know that because you will be that vibration. And the whole idea of meditation is to stay open so that your energy field can what? Magnify itself. But magnify itself with great clarity when it has itself with great clarity. All you can do is receive. You are someone who desires to be seen or desire to be felt or desire to be heard. This is important for your development. And this is why we are always moving in a greater degree of light and energy. So if you feel yourself tired, nah, just your soul telling you to go. I want to download some information to us. See, the soul knows it's got to get the information. The soul knows that it has to step out on a wide realm of energy to get the information. The soul knows that it has to walk into the fire to get the information. It has to go into the element of water to get it. It knows it has to do that. It knows it has to go into the uppermost regions of the galaxy, all the way up into your head. The soul has placed many things out for it to retrieve, for it to have an experience when it can reawaken on a higher level. In essence, your soul already knows. It's just striving to take the ego that's running rampant, the ego that part of us that wants to question everything, and wants to help tame it and realign it with itself. So that now the ego becomes this joyful child inside and says, hey, where are we going, Dad? Mom, talking to the soul, where are we heading today? My son, my daughter, we're going to experience the divine. Your dreams that you have, you want them to speak, to be a vehicle to connect with a higher source, higher than you, to connect with greater tools of awareness, to connect with healing vibrations that are universal, to connect with sound. Whereas the soul knows how to communicate. It's just trying to dust the cobwebs off of ourselves. So what I want you to do now is, and I announced earlier for those of you that are coming, I have quite a sore throat today popping on me because I've been doing a lot of teaching, and I'll be much clearer next week, so this is not going to be a three-hour show today. We're going to keep it in around 2 hours. And I said, hallelujah, if I can make it to three. But now we read this poem to you. And I want you to absorb it as a meditation. The title, again, is Dreams, Desire to Speak. That means they desire to command your attention. Your soul has a way of communicating with you. And I want you to take this in as a meditation. And I also should point out, when it says, I have your tears and you have mine, this is a direct talk between your soul and you. If you remember last week or a couple of times before, when I spoke about the writ of renewal, in the writ of renewal, you met your soul on the other side. You met at the center of the heart or divine heart and mind of God in you, of the divine source. So this is who is talking to you, your soul. Your soul has tears. You have tears. These are tears of joy. But if they are tears of pain, the soul can absorb them. The soul already knows that you need the experience. So now we take it again. And I'm going to pause in between, sometimes a few seconds longer, sometimes almost a minute. Here we go. As moon rays look to the sun, grace is blessing all now. I have your tears, and you have mine. As we embrace the truth of our oneness. I want you to just take that in. See in your mind the moon rays looking to the sun. And the sun I'm talking about is the great central sun, not this little binary sun we see, but beyond that, the blue star. I'm talking about the spirit of grace is blessing all now. And I'm talking about your soul and you exchanging tears as you both embrace the truth of your oneness. Just feel that for a moment. Know that this is possible for you to have this experience with your soul. Your soul has been wanting to communicate with you for eons, especially in this lifetime. Here's the second paragraph. We dance and laugh at ourselves. We sing off key, and that makes us all smile again. Simplicity brings in harmony. I'm going to pause right there. I want you to feel the energy. I'm going to repeat those words. We dance and laugh ourselves. We sing off key, and that makes us all smile again. Simplicity brings in harmony. Now, harmony brings in peace. Our DNA equals divine nature abounds. That means your divine nature is free. The truth of who you are is free. It can't be bound up by anybody. All that matters is alma mater. Do you know what the alma mater is? Many of you that have gone on to colleges and universities, you know, when somebody asks you at a job, where did you matriculate at? Where did you get your degrees at? It's like, you know, when you go to college, a course is worth 3 points here, and another one is worth 4 points here, and these points accumulate, right? You got to have 120 some odd points in order to graduate in your major. You can boost yourself over the edge if you some that were 4 points. It had nothing to do with your major, but were 4 points from someplace else. So it got you 128, 145 if you did summer classes, 150 if you did winter field breaks and spring break classes. Matriculate. The word matriculate. M-A, ma, M-A-T, M-E-T-R, belongs to matrix. Matrix is the womb. Womb man, womb man, womb, mother. Alma mater, mater is the mother. Alma is the high mother. So when people say, what's your alma mater? Your real answer is the universe, the divine feminine. That's your real answer. The divine mother, that's your real answer. That's who matriculated you. That's who carried you. That's who formed you. That's who fed you. That's who nourished you. That who just made you who you are. That's the real answer. And it's both that people attend what? Colleges or universities. But you'd like to go to a university. Why? Because within the university are many colleges. University is like a galactic arena, and the little majors, colleges, are the planets. There's no accident these things are set up that way. But we get caught up in the little things. Remember, dreams, desire to speak. That means your soul wants you to sit down on the couch, on the yoga mat, sit down in the pew, sit down at the park bench with you, sit down and have some coffee with you, and what? Tell you what it needs to tell you. It desires to share information with you. If we who obeys the soul and becomes woven with soul in my view. I had a student I spoke to last night, and he said, with something that you believe in, your ego is just running around. That could be true. You don't have any control of your ego. And I said, no, you do. You do have control over the ego. And it starts with the day that you come out of your mother's womb. That's when you meet your ego, which is just a part of yourself. See, it's not a difficult thing to see. It's not difficult to understand. The ego is just another facet of you. Was that too? Michael Jackson said, "It's just another side of me." Your ego is just another side of you. You can't cut it off from yourself because the ego is there. It has a job. That part of yourself has a job. One, it's supposed to question that kind of things and people. There's a part of you that has to learn how to what? Use the principle of trust to be confident in yourself. So your ego side is just you doubting. Are you accepting? Are you not believing? Are you knowing that something is true? That's all it is. It's not what other people make it out to be. It's not a scary beast inside of you. It's not this scary thing. It's a part of you that has another sense that you have that you're supposed to put something in check. But what you don't want to do with the ego is let that part of yourself blow up and boast so much that you become hollow inside. And when I say you become hollow, there's no spirit inside of you. So look at the ego as I said, I took the letters and changed it to ego. Geo is something that you can measure. Ego, you can measure it, and if it gets too big, it's beyond you. But people say, why is that person so egocentric? What's another word? Narcissistic. We all have a narcissistic part of us. That's the side you got to be me, me, me. There's no win-win, and there's no win-win-win. It's only winning for me. You're the only one that counts. We're seeing it all over the place. Politics, you've seen it for ages, right down to business corporations, right down to families, right down to religious operations. Somebody saying, it's just me. I only matter. But if you take that ego part and realign it with the divine purpose in soul, then everybody's happy. So you begin to understand the power of your dreams. And here's another way of understanding the power. I want to break down the letters for you. And when we break down these letters, you begin to see that there are powerful messages within the letters. What are those messages? They have what we call a Kabbalistic vibration, a hidden message. Kabbalah, stone. The divine stone, the black stone, that's the womb, okay? So the letter D symbolically is Daleth. That's the, if you look on the Hebraic form into the tree of life, that's the great abyss. The great abyss is your throat chakra. People all the way around the world know that if you ever learned how to speak, how to articulate your prayer, where certain sounds and colors, what you ask for will materialize out of the ethers, will show up in your life. That's where we're really heading. A lot of people say, well, you know, you're in fourth dimensional. Yeah, but if you're speaking and you're seeing stuff show up, then you must be encroaching the fifth dimension, you. Because it's showing up in your life. You are speaking something. You are thinking on something so strong and speaking it so clearly and articulating it with the right combination of emotions or feelings and sensitivities and thoughts and images, then the thing shows up. What? A thought was first a thing. It was just an idea. It was just a speck. You brought it into existence. In other words, what am I really talking about? You're ready to become the dream. Like they say, dream team, huh? The USA basketball, dream team. for the Olympics. You become a component part in yourself so strong that you can't be missed. So the letter D is really a doorway. It's a gateway to let something in and let something out. The next letter is R, Ruach. But the letter R is an element of fire. The letter R is like the sun. You are like the sun. That's the moon rays, what? Look to the sun. Your emotions inside of you, your psychic gifts, look to the spirit of who you are. You're looking to the spirit of who you are. The letter E has to deal with memory. We all can remember things. We all have a consciousness that can go back and remember things, pull things up from the subconscious as well as the unconscious and the conscious. Memory, to dream. The letter A, Alpha and Omega. The first shall be the last, right? The weak shall become strong. The letter A, inside that, A is the alchemical symbol for air. If you tie the two legs together with a bar and pull that A out, you got the alchemical symbol for air. You need air to do what? To carry the frequency. Water will carry the frequency, but you need air to carry the frequency. Those are two planes where the frequency can be carried on this plane. In the spirit world, it's automatic. In the earth world, it's already there. You just don't know it's there. It comes up as a plant, a tree, animals, insects, and so forth, and yourself. You begin to see this and feel this presence, all the items together. Air, fire, water, earth, and ether, which is spirit. That's why the letter A is sitting in the middle. You're talking about dreams, not just dreaming, not just dream, but dreams. Then we go to the letter M. Think of everybody in your life that has the letter M, starts the first name. M is a mothering vibration. That's the mother. That means that person is very maternal. They are caregivers and caretakers. They will nurture you. Sometimes with pure love, unconditional love, sometimes with tough love, but they're nurturing you. And they'll protect you to a certain point till you can stand on your own. They give you shelter. Letter M, mother. Then you have the letter S. The letter S is what? A sine wave. But if you use the staff of Caduceus, you see that S traveling up, spiraling around the staff. That S is the kundalini, the serpentine energy that travels around the base of the spine, the root chakra, going all the way up, touching all of the chakras, going all the way up into the crown and beyond. Not only in the root chakra, but traveling all the way through the body into the earth. Serpentine energy, the kundalini. So your dreams, all of your dreams, are unlocking doors, letting your fire out, or letting the fire in, bringing in all the ethers together, mixing it up, giving you nourishment. Why? So you can rise up like the serpent, the kundalini energy. Up and unify your system. That's why dreams desire to speak. Your dreams want to have a conversation with you. Your dreams want to speak to you in such a way that you'll never forget. Never forget who you are. Your dreams are living entities. Never will allow you to fall backwards. Always giving you a message. This is one way that the soul can connect with you. If you got some things going on in your life, the soul can connect with you because it wants to send you some information. That's what it wants to do. It wants you to reach out. But if you're not reaching out or if you can't find yourself, then the soul does it. The soul reaches. The soul is inside of you. The soul is also expanding itself outside of you in your auric field, Because how will another soul recognize you if the soul is too deep on the inside? Sometimes the soul has to do what? Use the windows of your eyes to look out. But it uses your auric field and your torus field to do what? To step outside, to expand past your physical frame so another soul can recognize it. Your soul is deep. Your soul is a true master. Your soul is a grand master. Your soul knows you because you're just a vehicle. So, again, you want to use meditation to do what? To align yourself to a greater truth, a more infinite truth that you can find about yourself. You want to be able to go inside into the I Am presence and connect. You want to be able to free yourself. Free yourself so that you can be free. And then whatever decision you so make, it won't matter. It's just for you. Because the decision that you make allows you to be decisive, allows you to cut through stuff. And no matter what you choose to do, you will always be raised and saved, no matter what. You always will get your blessing, no matter what, because you're clear with who you are. You're clear about yourself. You're clear about your path. You're clear about your destiny. You understand why you're here. Where maybe ages ago in this current lifetime, you were going as a child, oh, man, why am I here? I'm not even supposed to be here. Many children who have grown up feel isolated have those messages because they hear from their parents. They find out, hey, maybe I was a mistake. I wasn't supposed to be here. But now in a higher sense, they were supposed to be here. They became the teachers for the parents. They're going to show the parents how to love them. And they show the parents how to love them. Parents learn how to love each other. And how to love everybody else beyond them. See, your dreams are vehicles that allow you to go through the ethers, to get messages ahead of time, before they get to you, before a physical event gets to you. You're able to capture this energy through dreams, capture the message through dreams. Then you can take the dream and meditate on it in your waking state and get even more information out of it. Then you could go back to sleep when you ring up the dream. In other words, call out to the universe all day long through yourself. I want to re-experience the dream I had on such and such a date. I want to bring that vibration back so that I can have that experience. So you're choosing to bring this experience back, to have it all over again. That is really deep. When you have a dream, understand the messages that was in the dream, and then decided, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to recall that dream back. Now you're designing the dream. Workshop back in the 80s and the 70s called Dreaming for Success. And it was about the dream day, work it out in your mind and say, well, this is what I really want to experience. In the dream, somebody picked me up in an old jalopy. I'm going to change that. Somebody going to pick me up in a Lamborghini. Somebody going to drive me to my palace. And when I step out, everybody's waiting for me. And you just keep programming the environment around you for that. It's got to show up. Eventually, you are speaking it into existence. This is why it says dreams desire to speak. You are the dreamer. You are the visionary. And you desire to speak. To what? To be heard by the universe, by all of you inside, to all of you that is outside of you. Why? Because you know that you're supposed to be receiving. You know that you're supposed to be the gift. You know that you're gifted. You know that you can bless others. You know that you can be blessed. You know you can bless yourself. you know that every environment is for your transcendence. Dreams. As I was saying, my throat is getting tighter. I'm trying to make it to 2 hours a day instead of three. I'm doing my best. I won't even be able to handle your calls today, because I want to make sure you get this message, and we're going to turn this into a meditation, okay? I'm going to time it. We're now on about an hour. The show has been going on, and I want to make sure you get this. So, if we understand this, one of the most important things in here is to understand the truth of your oneness. To understand that your divine nature abounds. It means it's free. It's not bound up by anyone. That you are able to keep yourself in a rhythmic flow. It says, as we breathe together and move in unison. This dream, desire to speak, this poem is really about your soul wanting you to connect deeply with it and then stay connected. Find a way between now and next week, find a way between now and forever to recognize your soul, what your soul is to you, then link up with it and stay connected with it. You would do the same if you were trying to connect with your ancestors. Right? And your ancestors are not just within your family, in this current life stream. They're in other streams that you've had before. So you got busloads of ancestors around to communicate with. Your soul wants to communicate. It wants to sit down and have a heart-to-heart connection with you. Why? Because the soul is working on the ego with you. Want to bring the ego to the table, that part of yourself, who's the maverick, wants to bring that part of yourself to the table where you can be in what? True alignment. When the ego bows again into the soul just embraces the ego with love. And next thing you know, it's not running rampant, it's inside of you, where it belongs. Now it questions, when you question something, it questions something from a healthy standpoint and not from a disruptive standpoint. And then it says, all that matters is alma mater. Huh? It is the divine mother. That's what the alma mater is, the divine mother, the best of the best. That's why people's children, Ivy League schools and MIT and Rensselaer State Institute of Technology, Stanford, all these places. Why? They want them to be matriculated. They want them to be nurtured by that college or that university, so when they come out, they become the best of the best. Hey, you already have a head start. You've been walking on the matrix, flattened out version of the divine mother and the divine father. And you've been tagged to be it in this matrix. Now the soul and you are going to dance together. And when the soul and you dance together, you become what? One together. You and the soul of you. Then the soul walks through your curtain and says, hey, guess what? We're one and the same. Guess what? We're free. Guess what? You can't be contained. You're like a wild stallion. You're like this dragon that everybody thought was mythological. You're real. Hey, you know, there's no accident that Bruce Lee was called a little dragon. Why? Because he understood he had a lot of fire. He had a lot of fire in him. And he tamed his ego, brought his ego back in alignment with him, with soul, and became what? The best of the world. Same with Michael Jackson, same with Prince, same with Malcolm X, same with ML King, all of these people, Rosa Parks, all of them, Harriet Tubman, all of them contained the ego, made it a geo so that it could measure where they were going to go on their destiny and then ride that horse and reach their goal. ML King said, I may not be there with you, but I know you'll make it. How many of you know that you won't see it, but you also that you're going to make it? If you can come to that level, this is why they say you have to live your life with passion. But you got to live with compassion. Together. Do your best to bring everything together. That's why it's good to book the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Don't take anything personal. That's the hardest thing to do because you take something personal, that's your ego standing out. And the other person's ego standing out. But then speak with impeccability. You know, speak so that your word is perfect and that you do everything. You say, I'm going to meet you at 3 o'clock. You're going to be there at 3. You're going to be there 5 minutes or 10 minutes to 3. You're not going to be late. When you tell somebody you're going to do something for them, you're going to do it. They don't have to question, did he or she do what they said they were going to do for me? They don't have to question that. You delivered. Delivered way beyond the expectancy. Person not only fixed your car, but felt like giving you some brand new tires up front or in the back, tweaked your transmission for you. He just polished up your windows and your headlights for you. And all they were supposed to do was just tune up the vehicle. But they had a presence of mind to do a few extra things, to go an extra mile. Not so much because they wanted you to return to them with more business, but for you to be safe on the road. Dreams. Desire to speak. They desire to be heard. This is why when you have an idea, you have to get that idea out. You've got to test it. And then you've got to bring it all the way out. Not only do you need the passion or the fire, you need to be compassionate. That means you're not going to beat people over the head. I do this show not to take away something, but to give something to you. To help turn on a switch, an extra dial. Is it all right to turn this one on? How about that light? How about this light over here? How about take a few of these books and stack them over here? Oh, did you see this book here? It looks interesting. Hey, I'm just... I'm here to make you laugh if I can. Oh, just until I go fast. If you get farting soul, that means you start speaking your words with enchantment, what in a poetic style. That's why rappers know what they're doing. They know they got the rhythm and a poetic flavor. They get you hooked on that, record sells itself. Musicians play tech. Logical boxes and that you're there with them live. Same, she does the same live. Saxophone imitates a human voice. You're hooked on it. What are you going to do with your dreams? How are you going to reconnect with your dreams? Reconnect with your dreams to do what? To command the universe, your universe. Universe, one, united verse. Series of words, a song, a poetic flavor. Bring everything in your life back together as one. This is really deep. This is an opportunity to receive the best of the best. But I'm not the one giving it to you. You're actually giving it back to yourself. My voice is getting harder here. So I'm going to get this meditation in because I think I need it as well. Akhenaten's Amplified Points of Light. Meditation. Driving a vehicle, please pull off to the side of the road. Don't try to drive because the energy is strong right now, flowing. If you're operating some tools in your house, cooking, if you can, put down your knives and forks. Don't touch any of those things. If you're somewhere at work where you can't participate, just let it fly, let it listen. Just listen to it, put bits and pieces of it. If something comes to mind, just jot it down on a piece of paper. You can always come back and read, okay? We're going to... Would you just focus on the word, all that matters? Okay? Just take that. All that matters is alma mater. Look at the word alma mater as the divine mother, the presence of the divine mother. They say the God is a she and never was a he. They do that in masonry. Mason is a Ma's son. They know the universe is mother, the alma mater. And now you know it's the same for you. Focus on that word. And I want you to envision and feel the presence of a bluish-white light all around your body. And I want you to feel it with gold and silver flecks in it and luminous type of violet flecks running through it. And like little flames, that's what these lights are, little flames dancing in your field. And as you do this, I want you to breathe in. So we're doing this a little different. I want you to breathe it in. Feel it go into your heart chakra and go through all of your organs, tingling all of your organs, bringing them in harmony with each other, bringing the nerve system in harmony with itself, the skeletal system, the muscular system, healing the frayed points of the nerves, healing the muscle fibers, healing the skin from the inside out, where your skin becomes radiant and youthful. The tendons become so soft together like a baby's. Just inhale and exhale. Receive this with an inner knowing that you shall be well and even greater now than you were when you first woke up this morning. All that matters is the alma mater. In your relationship, I want to take this now. You are your soul. You're not who you are on a piece of paper. You are your soul now. You're coming back in touch with alma mater, saying, alma mater, I'm here. This light. And here comes the count. 100 points of light. Swirling around like water as you walk along the beach, water, caressing your feet and your ankles. 100 points of light, massaging your legs. 100 points of light, soothing to you, soothing to your nerve system. 100 points of light. Coming up and just caressing the base of your spine without going inside the spine, 100 points of light, just caressing, embracing gently the base of your spine, traveling up the first 8 vertebrae and going up and resting at the second chakra with 200 points of light. Coming up out of the 100, 200 points of light, bathing your entire pelvis region, bathing the upper part of your legs into your pelvis area, 200 points of light, resting there at that second chakra is the head of the serpent. That's the eyes of Shakti. She wants to rise up around the spine and meet Shiva in the crown. Let her flow. 200 points of light, giving her a firm foundation in the sacral chakra. As we say in the martial arts, lower dantian, lower cauldron. Let that light dance up and flow through your navel system. Just traveling through your body. Now resting where the ego normally sits in the solar plexus. Taking a look at the ego, and the solar plexus is now getting healed at 300 points of light. But we want to connect this ego right back into your soul so you can give you 3,000 points of light. For anyone who suffers from acid reflux, it's right there in the solar plexus where it takes place. It's right there where the esophagus comes all the way down into the stomach, right there. So we're asking these 300 points of light to flow and heal all digestive organs. The 200 small distance in the appendix, harmonizing all the bacterial energy in the ego there. And now this 300 points of light is just soothing the ego. The ego is looking at soul, the soul is looking. They're getting ready to walk together now. And this 3,000 points of light slides up past the diaphragm, just beneath the heart, going up a little higher and turns into a gentle, it flips down, but into a gentle 400 points of light, just to knock on the door of the heart chakra. 400 points of light. The soul says, can we go in? And the soul says, yes. And is now seated in the heart center, heart chakra. And 400 points of light from the heart chakra graduates to 4,000 points of light. And it's dancing all throughout the chest, 4,000 points of light, enlivening and clearing out the lungs and all over. So just for a moment, just tap the center of the sternum 3 times gently, knocking on the door of the heart chakra. Let me in. Letting the ego and the soul in, because now it's going up to 40,000 points of light. Just by you tapping lightly on the center of your sternum, 40,000 points of light. White, blue, bluish white light, a silver, a golden, and a violet flame light, all in there together. You can make a little figure eight on the center of your sternum. Any direction you want to go in, up and down, right and left, diagonally, just do it. You find yourself capturing it in a circle, just release it, inhale and exhale to that point. Come up to the throat center, we're at 5,000 points of light already right now. And that throat center is connecting right and left ear. 5,000 points of light. Alma mater is all that matters. All that matters is the alma mater. Just keep repeating. All that matters is the alma mater. 5,000 points of light. You're speaking that into effect, that all that matters is the alma mater. There's so much chi in your body enlivened with this energy. I want you to swallow right now. Just swallow. It's loading up in your saliva. Just swallow. When you swallow, the saliva just brings it back and reunites the body, you see. The body's accepting. Now, I want you to just tap on the brow center 2 or 3 times or 8 or 9 times. Now, you're going to guide just by inhaling and show up in your brow center. We're going to start at 600 points of light. All that matters is the alma mater. All that matters is the alma mater. Because we're now generating 6,000 points of light, opening up. So your third eye has been opened. We're just clearing it out. You know, you have a right temple and a left temple. if you were to take the tip of your index or your middle finger, place it at the brow center, and take your thumb, either one of your thumbs, and feel, you can feel where the point is on the temples. Do that now if you can to make a connection. Because now you're generating just 6,000 points of light. And now it's graduating to 60,000 points of light. And it's flowing in and it's bouncing back and forth from right to left temple, as well as the brow center. So we're going to go right over to the crown. It's where the hair spirals out. The crown, just above the crown, but tap the crown a few times. Do a little figure eight, dance with your finger just a few times. Bring your hand away. Wherever you are, you're going to feel a little heat over your head. Where you feel that heat? It's 7,000, 70,000, 700,000 points of light right there. Akhenaten says you can do this. 700,000 points of light. 60,000 points of light at the brow center. And the right and left. We go down to the base of the skull. We make a connection from the base of your skull to your third eye, brow center, to the right and left, back to crown. At 80,000 points of light. That's chakra number 8. 80,000 points of light. But we need it to match now, because the crown is at 700,000. We need 800,000 right there. And then we're going to come right over to the center of your head and up a little higher than the center of your head. If you could place the base of your palm in the center of your head, right where your middle finger rests, right in that space and a little higher. We're going to now take you to a special count at 90,000 points of light, the soul star. 90,000 points of light, all that matters is the alma mater. All that matters is the alma mater. The alma mater is all that matters. 900,000 points of light. One million points of light. We're going to graduate it now gently to 10 million. I just want you to feel a wave of energy, not a fast wave, a slow wave of energy around you, as if you were doing Tai Chi in your chair, in your office, slow like a wave. As we go higher now, 10 million, 10 billion. 10 trillion, 10 quadrillion, 10 quintillion, 10 sextillion, and the last one is 10 septrillion. Just let yourself hold that and just see your whole body having points of light graduating in the 10 septrillion, that's the number 7, all the way around your body. If you have the presence of mind to do this, you could take any hand, put the palm over the eyes, over the forehead, and just stroke it down through your face, starting with the crown chakra and the base of the skull and the top. Just smooth your hand to the left and right temple and the brow center and bring it on down back into your throat. Why? Because you want to be able to speak this into existence for you. Now bring it down and stroke down the center to the heart center, the solar plexus, through the navel, down into the second chakra, and move your hands away. That's directing it right around your spine and through your legs. I just want you to have fun with this. All you have to say all day long now, all that matters is the alma mater, and I remember now. All that matters is the alma mater, and I remember now. Okay, my throat is tightening up, but I know I'll be better in a half hour, an hour from now. I can feel clearing. And so we have to make this show a short show today. But this is a lot of energy. If I kept it at 3 hours, it would just tank you out. I don't want to do that. There's a lot of energy. And also the reason why this is being done, because there's so much fake stuff going on in the universe. Many of you already had the non-experience event, right? That was supposed to happen from the 4th through the 6th. And this other stuff that's supposed to happen, it's not going to happen. But you are going to disengage your emotions from it, and you're going to say to yourself, I now remember that all that matters is the alma mater. All that matters is what the Divine Mother wants. The Divine Mother, the soul of the Divine Mother, you're her child. All she wants you to do is acknowledge her. Invite her into your life so that you can experience her, so you can have the remembrance, so that your ego doesn't run around by itself and just say, hey, where are we going today, soul? What are we going to do today? Like, it wants to what? Have a healing. It wants to be blessed. It wants to be blessed. So I'm going to have to close this show out right now. I was trying to do 2 hours. The show's throat is tight, but I know that this cleansing is going through at the same time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you this open heart meditation music, and I want you to keep chanting that thought. I remember that all that matters is the alma mater. See you back here next week. Let's see if I can get you on here. Well, my tech is not working. So what we're going to do, since there is no music, since there is no music going on, so just stay with me here, and I'm going to bring you into this. Maybe we can have a little discussion. I don't see my bar to the sound come through for meditation. Everything has its purpose. So what we're going to do right now, because this is going to be a 2-hour show, the universe is having its way, and that's the way it's supposed to be today. So what I want to do, if anyone has a question, just press 1 now, and I will bring you in. Anyone has a question? Let me just see if we have a lot of people in today. If you have a question, just press 1. I'm experiencing a little technicality here. All right. So I want you to just take this moment to reflect on this vibration. This vibration is going to cleanse your poles of energy, your magnetic and your electrical pole. So when you focus on the phrase, I remember, all that matters is the alma mater, or you can say all that matters is the alma mater, I remember now. It's going to begin to work on and create a cleansing process. And I can feel it. I can feel it run through myself. It's like my throat chakra is vibrating. It's having an itching sense, and then it's having a calming sense. So all of this vibration is being brought up inside. All of our toxic matter is going to get cleared out from this meditation. Everything around you is going to be absolutely clear. So I want you to know that you're going through this journey in its fullness. You're going through this journey in its fullness. I just want you to know that you can have a greater experience than what you've ever had before, a greater experience. Now, I want to give you a few announcements as you're absorbing this. I'm doing my second teleseminar. It's a prepaid teleseminar. The cost is $33. It's going to be done this Monday coming up, which is November the 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you want to be able to participate, you have to pay to get in. It's $33. And the subject matter is called The Joy of Discernment. The Joy of Discernment. And then there will be several other teleseminars coming up, one in January, one in February, one in March, one in April, and one in May. Now, those ones that will be from January to April will be done on a Monday night, and the one in May will be done on a Tuesday night. But this is leading up to my one-day seminar that I'm having here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on Saturday, May the 12th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I will be posting the early bird special price as well as the price at the door, or after a certain date, after the early bird price is over, then it goes back to its regular rate. If you want to know more information about that, it's called Mentoring Masters Entering Mastery. And you should email me for either one at iam.circleofgrace1@gmail.com. iam.circleofgrace1@gmail.com. If you still want to get my book, I have 6 books left right now in our first shipment of books. 6 books left. They are $28 a piece. You should request a flyer with the payment if you'd like to get a book. They're $28, $25 for the paperback, an additional $3 for postage and packaging. That's for Dancing in the Light of Divine Grace. All right. My spirit is pulling on me to get off this line, but I want you to replay today's segment and really absorb it. Replay it and really absorb it. I am planning on putting this into an MP3 file, so I'm going to work on it even more so, Akhenaten's Amplified Points of Light Meditation. And I'm planning on putting it into an MP3 file by itself. You know, we've had many experiences of it here on the Thor Ministry Radio Network with my program, Decreed It Shall Be, but I'm going to spend some time and I'm going to program it into an MP3 file, which when I do that, it'll last about 20 minutes or so. And it'll have some teaching lessons that are going to go along with it. And this is going to help anybody that's into meditation, into chakra energies, into crystal energies. Is really going to amp people's light up and bring it all the way out as it should be. So before I sign off, let me give you some contact information. Again, I want to thank everybody that's been supporting and listening to my shows. I'm sorry I wasn't able to do a three-hour show today. I can only do about, up to about 2 hours here, so I'm hanging tough, as they say. But I know that what I'm teaching works. So I know that it's working on me right now, this energy. And what I want to bring across is that I'm here for you. If you want to bring out some comments or questions for me, because my chat is not running here today, you can always email me at iam.circlegrace1@gmail.com or iam.circlegrace1@yahoo.com and give me your questions and your comments. You can call my Skype number, which is 505-349-4722, my Skype number. That rings my computer and rings my cell phone as well, is 505-349-4722. That's the best way to contact me. Either call or email with your questions or comments. And I know many of you have the book. Some of you may want to know, what are my fees for my consultations? Well, if you go back to, I think it's page 217 or page 211, in there, you'll see all my contact information, what I charge for my PDFs and my classes, my mentoring fees. You can go right there. All the information is right there for you. Feel free to imbibe yourself, drink it in. You can also go to my website, circleofgrace1.byregion, which is byregion.net. You can just read about some basic things about me there and how I got into this field and how I'm progressing and what I'm doing now with it. So if you have no questions, and I'm looking, no questions, I'm going to sign out. I see my music here is not coming back on. I think it has to do with my browser here. So I want to make sure that you're receiving all of this information. And come back and play some of the, you know, previous shows in the archives here at the Consumerian Empire. We have so much stuff that's going on here. My classes that you get online this way here, and Brother Sharif has his Tuesdays and his Fridays going. You don't want to miss. Don't miss any of this information, you know, because this information is very powerful, and it brings you so many gifts. And I can tell you, us gifts as well, because we hear things on completely different levels. When we're not at the computer, we're hearing things. So take advantage of everything that you see here. When Brother Sharif tells you something, he's talking from deep down experiences, and he's bringing a lot of enlightenment. So you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss anything that he is offering you. And I know out there in the listening audience, I love you, Brother Sharif. Love you, Tiffany. Love you, Layla. May you all have a blessed Thursday, Friday, and weekend. And may all of you that's always being supportive and tuning in, may you be blessed as well. Thanks for being supportive. Messages that flow from my ancestors, Mother Grace, Grandma Charlotte, Angel of Grace, Akhenaten. We're here for you. Our grace is your grace. My grace is your grace. And I'm going to sign out now. Everything is tightening up on me, but it's happening for a reason, because I'm going through a cleansing. All right. So as I always say, I say this. Remember that divine grace is a blessing. As we are alive and well in the age of remembrance. I'll be back here next Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Mountain Time, which is my time, 10 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another show of Decree and It Shall Be. Be well. I love you unconditionally. Thank you so much. I got to go now.